Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Ches gives us more examples of how to avoid making chametz on Pesach. We start with charoses and chardal. Charoses is a mix of chopped fruit and nuts, which they would make into kind of almost like a paste. And we're familiar with charoses from the Seder. So we think of it as a Pesach food. But in fact, in the time of the Mishnah, charoses was a very common food, which would be used as a dip. And you'd use it as to dip your bread in at meals throughout the year. And it frequently had flour as an ingredient, as a thickener, as a thickening agent. So too with mustard, in making mustard out of mustard seed, they would also include flour to kind of thicken it. And in both cases, the Mishnah tells us, "Ein nosten kemach besocha charoses ol besocha chardal." You cannot put flour, meaning wheat, grain flour, right? Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt, into the charoses or into the mustard on Pesach, because if you do so, then you are basically going to be making chametz. Now, the imnasan, what if you did? So in the case of the charoses, if you did, you put in flour, so then nothing you do. It is assumed to have immediately become chametz, and it must be burned, because there's nothing else you can do with it. It is now chametz. And it has to be burned because you can't have chametz on Pesach and you have to get rid of it. And it's an issur to just even own it. So you got to get rid of it immediately. The mustard, however, there's a machlokas here. The mustard, if you put in flour, the Tanakhama says because the mustard has a very sharp flavor, the sharpness of the mustard slows down the process of chimutz. And therefore, you have a little bit of time. And so there's another solution besides burning it. Yochal miyad, you can eat it right up. You eat it quickly. And if you eat it quickly, then you eat it before it has a chance to become chametz. And there you go, no problem at all. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says the mustard also becomes chametz immediately. You do not have time to try to swallow it quickly, and it must be burned. We now have two other halachos kind of related to liquids. We've been talking about these liquids. First of all, Ein mevashlin es haPesach lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peros. The korban Pesach needs to be roasted whole and not boiled. And not only is boiling in water usur, but actually boiling it in any liquids is usur. And therefore, that's why we will learn later in the Masechta that when we cook the korban Pesach, it's basically hanging on a spit over the fire, because we don't want any juices, even of the carbon itself, to come back and boil the meat. When we think about roasting chicken or roasting meat, we put it in a pan and the juices drip out of it, and then they kind of like cook in its own juices. That would be very problematic for Korban Pesach. Our Mishnah tells us that you can't use any kind of liquids, even including fruit juices. Typically, we don't consider fruit juices to be liquids in the normal category of liquids in halacha, but here they are, because they actually are liquids, just not the halacha category of liquids, and therefore you can't boil the Korban Pesach in any of these things. Aval, however, sachin u'matbilin osobahem. But after the Korban Pesach is finished cooking, you can rub fruit juice on it, and you can even dip the meat in these juices while eating. So you cannot put any kind of seasonings. You can't put barbecue sauce on the Korban Pesach before you roast it, but you could dip it in sauce or barbecue sauce or ketchup or whatever you want when eating it. And the third halacha in our Mishnah is back to chametz. Mei tashmisho shel nachtom. The bakers would have a separate bucket of water that they would keep on the side that they would basically use to dip their hand into and then rub on the surface of the bread that they're baking to smooth the surface. And so they would dip their hand in the water and rub it on the surface of the bread. So the Mishnah says that water, yishafchu, they have to be poured out. Why do they have to be poured out? And they have to be poured out not onto a flat surface where they're going to gather. They have to be poured out somewhere where they're not going to gather. It's all going to be scattered and lost. Why? Because because they can become chametz. They come chametz from any dough or flour that would have been stuck on the hands of the baker, and therefore which gets then dipped into that water. And so then, since the water very likely has chametz, it needs to be poured out.